Well, good morning. I miss you all. It's not the same being here on my own. It is very strange. I've got the whole church hall to myself. I miss all your lovely faces. We are going to be thinking about the story of Daniel today, like I said. So if you want to get your Bibles open and turn to Daniel. Last week, we celebrated Easter Sunday, where we think about Jesus coming back to life again. Jesus rising again. But we are going to rewind back to the Old Testament, to about 600 years before Jesus was even around, to think about this story of Daniel. But Jesus, when he was on the earth, he said, "All the scriptures testify to me." The whole Bible is talking about me. That's what Jesus said. And so, when we're thinking about the story of Daniel, and any story, particularly from the Old Testament, it's important to think how it points us to Jesus, what it tells us about Jesus. So, I've got a challenge for you, and you're going to need your phones for this again. My number should be on the email as well as Mark, so don't go bombarding Mark and filling up his inbox. Fill up my inbox instead. My challenge to you is this. When we're hearing the story of Daniel just now, look out for the Jesus moments. And what I mean by that is, look out for things in the story of Daniel and the lion's den that makes you think, that reminds me of something that happened to Jesus. So look out for those Jesus moments. There's probably a few that you might pick up on throughout the story. And when you hear something and you think, yeah, that reminds me of something that happened to Jesus, particularly in the Easter story, then you can text it through to me. So text all your ideas through to me. And then after we've sung a song a little later, we're going to have a think about how Daniel points us to Jesus, and particularly how Daniel points us to the resurrection of Jesus. Okay, so now if all of you lovely people were here with me this morning, then I would have got you to help me act this story out, because it's a fantastic story and it's quite a nice one to act out. But I'm here on my own. So I'm not going to try and act it all out, but I am going to use some hats to help me. And so I'm going to put a different hat on when I'm talking about one of our three main characters. Our main characters are Daniel, King Darius, and then the king's advisors, okay? So this is my Daniel hat. So I'm going to pop this one on when I'm thinking about Daniel. This is my King Darius crown. So that one's going to go on when we're talking about King Darius. And then this one is my my king's advisor's hat, because it's the only other hat that I could find in my house. And so when I've got this one on, it's because we're thinking about the king's advisors. But you might be thinking, hold on, in the story of Daniel and the lion's den, there's one more very important character. And you're right, the lions. And so that is where you at home are going to come in handy. Because whenever I say the word lion, I want you at home to give a massive roar. Okay, let's have a practice. So whenever I say the word lion, lion. Now what I'm hoping is that everyone who lives near the church on Ford's Farm will roar so loud that I might even be able to hear it from here. Children, I'm thinking particularly about you, but adults, live a little. Why don't you give a massive roar too? William Scott, happy birthday for yesterday. I know you don't live too far away, so if you want to give a massive roar so I can hear it from here, that would be great. So let's think about this story now, and you need to be ready whenever I say that word, lion. So Daniel was living in a place called Babylon. He'd been taken away to this place, and it was a foreign place to Daniel. There were strange things, there were strange people, but Daniel still loved God and he still trusted God, and he wanted to live for God in everything that he did. He knew that his God was the one true God. And so he prayed to God lots, he loved him, and he trusted completely in him. And eventually Daniel served under King Darius. King Darius was a very powerful king, and King Darius really liked Daniel. And he had big plans for Daniel to give him a really high up role in the whole kingdom. So King Darius had these big, big plans for Daniel. But the king's advisors, they didn't like that very much. They didn't like Daniel very much. They were jealous of him, and so they were looking for a way that they could catch Daniel out, a way that they could get him. But the problem was, Daniel was such a trustworthy man. Daniel never did things wrong. He loved God and he obeyed God, and so he was really trustworthy. So they couldn't find anything to catch Daniel out on. But then they thought to themselves, they thought, Daniel does follow and love his God. So maybe we could use that to catch Daniel out. So they came up with an idea and then they went to the king and they said, King Darius, you are so, so powerful. And we've come up with this great idea. And our idea is this. You should make a law. And the law should say, no one is allowed to pray to any God but you, King, because you are so powerful. And anyone who does pray to another God should be thrown into the den of ferocious lions. Didn't quite hear it that time. And so they came up with this idea and they said, King, this is what we think you should do. And the king thought about it and he liked it because he liked the idea of being so important that people would only pray to him. And so he agreed and he made this law which was binding. It couldn't be broken. He made this law that said everyone should pray to me. And if people don't pray to me, then they should be thrown into the den of lions. And Daniel, he heard about this. He heard that the king had made this law. But Daniel did what he always did. He went home to his house and he prayed. He got down on his knees by his window in his upstairs room and he prayed to God for help. Meanwhile, the king's advisors had snuck round to Daniel's house and they looked up to the window where Daniel was praying and they saw him and they thought, yes, we've got him now. So they rushed back to the king and they said, King, didn't you make a law that said people aren't allowed to pray to other gods except you? We have just seen Daniel and Daniel is praying to his God. And the king was so distressed. He thought, oh, what am I going to do? Because he really liked Daniel. So he was trying to find a way to free Daniel so that he wouldn't be punished. So he was thinking, and he spent all night thinking, how can I free Daniel? But he couldn't find a way because the law was there and he had to keep the law. So the king ordered that Daniel be brought and thrown into the lion's den. Into this den of ferocious, roaring lions. But before Daniel was thrown in, the king said one thing to him. The king said, Daniel, may your God who serve you, who you serve continually, save you, rescue you. And so the king, even though he had to keep the law and punish Daniel, he still wanted Daniel to be saved. And then the king went home and he tried to get to sleep, but he just couldn't get to sleep because he was tossing and he was turning all night. He was so restless because he was worried about Daniel and he felt so bad about what he'd done. So as soon as the morning came, he rushed back to the den and they'd rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the mouth of the den. There was a big stone and the king had put a seal on it. And so he ran back to the den, which had this big stone in front of it. And he shouted, Daniel, Daniel, has your God who you serve saved you? And Daniel answered. Daniel answered. God had saved him. And Daniel shouted back to the king, King, God sent an angel and the angel shut the mouths of the lions. God found me innocent. God said that I haven't done anything wrong. So he saved me. And the king ordered for Daniel to be lifted up out of the lion's den. He lifted up to safety out of this den of ferocious lions. And the king was filled with so much joy. He was so happy that Daniel was safe. He was so, so happy. But then the king ordered that his advisors, who had tricked him, who had got Daniel in trouble that they be thrown into the lion's den. And the lions were not so kind to them. And then we hear, right at the end of this passage, it's Daniel chapter 6, right at the end we hear that Daniel prospered. Daniel was really successful under King Darius. And King Darius put out this decree, this amazing decree, where he said everyone in the whole land should fear and worship Daniel's God, because Daniel's God is the living God who rescues and saves. So this amazing story of Daniel in the lion's den, it shows us God's awesome power. Daniel, who trusted God, who hadn't done anything wrong, he was punished. But God showed his awesome power in shutting the mouths of the lions, sending an angel to close their mouths so that Daniel wasn't hurt. He was lifted out of the den and he didn't have a scar or a bruise on him. He was completely fine. God showed his amazing power in saving Daniel, who had trusted completely in him. So if you haven't texted through some of those Jesus moments from the story, now's your chance to do so. We're going to sing a song again, and we're going to sing a song which reminds us of our great God. So we are going to sing "The Splendor of the King, How Great is Our God." Brilliant. Well, I've had some fantastic text messages and lots of them. So I'm going to try and quickly rattle through because we've had some brilliant ones. So we heard that the powerful men wanted to get Daniel, wanted to try to find a way of catching him, killing him. And that's exactly what happened to Jesus. People didn't like Jesus very much. They didn't like him saying that he was the Son of God. They didn't like the things he was saying. And so they tried to find a way to catch Jesus and have him killed. Exactly. So there's a few people that said that. Rose said that. We've got Kirsty and Gabriel and Amelia who said that one. We've got Aaron, Christine, Kate. Lots of people picked up on this one. Fantastic. Other things. King Darius tried to find a way to get Daniel released. He liked Daniel and he thought Daniel hadn't done anything wrong, so he tried to find a way of releasing Daniel. And in the same way, in the Easter story, we hear that Pilate couldn't find any guilt in Jesus, and Pilate tried to find a way to release Jesus, which lots of people again picked up on that one. Aaron, Christine again, Kate, brilliant. Lots of people picked up on that one. And then lots of people picked up on this one. A big stone was rolled in front of the den of lions. Daniel was thrown in, a big stone was rolled in front of it. Tammy and Zophie picked up on that one, brilliant. Liv picked up on that one, fantastic. Benjamin said large stone was rolled in front of it, so fantastic to all of you who put that one. Gabriel and Amelia again. What else have we got here? Other text messages. Daniel had done nothing wrong. Loads of people picked up on that one. The Bible tells us, Daniel chapter 6, that Daniel was innocent, but he was the one who was punished. And obviously that reminds us that Jesus never once sinned. He never once did anything wrong, but Jesus was the one who was punished. Fantastic to all of you who picked up on that one. And then, of course, we've got God saved Daniel as not guilty, and God raised up Jesus to life as not guilty. So we had lots of people picking up on that one. So I want to say a big thank you to everyone who sent these texts through. We've got Tammy, Zophie, Benjamin, Kate, Liv, Gabriel and Amelia, Aaron, Christine and Angeline, Rose, Julio. Thank you for all of your fantastic answers. If I've missed anyone, sorry about that. But we've got all these Jesus moments in the story. People not liking Daniel. King Darius trying to find a way to free him. The big stone being rolled in front of the den. Daniel not doing anything wrong. God bringing Daniel out of that pit. But what is this all about? Why are there all these similarities in the story? Well, it's because the incredible power that God showed when he rescued Daniel, when Daniel was lifted out of that pit, is an amazing picture of Jesus rising from the dead to new life. We mentioned earlier how all stories in the Bible focus on Jesus. They point to Jesus. And this story of Daniel is an amazing reminder of Jesus and his his power over death, him defeating death. Daniel in the lion's den just points us to an even more amazing story and an amazing truth about Jesus. Because Daniel was thrown into the lion's den to his death. He was left to be eaten by the lions, and it seemed like Daniel had been defeated. But Daniel didn't die. God rescued him. Daniel, who was the innocent one, like you said, he was the innocent one and he had completely trusted in God. A few people also picked up on Daniel praying before, when he heard about this law. Daniel prayed, and in the same way we hear about Jesus praying. Daniel trusted God, and God showed his awesome power in saving Daniel. And then fast forward 600 years, and we have Jesus. And Jesus really did die. The Bible reminds us that Jesus really did die. And just like Daniel, he trusted God. He submitted to God's will, what God wanted him to do, even when it seemed so, so tough. Even when it seemed that surely there must be an easier way. But Jesus submitted to God and his great plan to save people. But we know that God, after Jesus had died, brought him up out of that pit of death. Jesus was raised to life again. And Daniel being lifted out of that den of lions is a taster for the most incredible rescue ever when Jesus was brought out of the grave. Have you ever been to the supermarket or to a shop and they're giving out those little tasters? There's a little stand, maybe a little taster of cake or a little taster of a drink. And it's just a little taster that makes you want to get the full thing, to get the whole package. Well, this story of Daniel in the lion's den and Daniel being lifted out is just a taster of the whole thing, of the whole story, of the full package when Jesus was lifted up from death to life. And perhaps God sending an angel to shut the mouths of the lions is a picture for us of God sending Jesus to shut the power of death, to defeat death completely. Jesus has power over death. He has won the battle and he rose again. And amazingly, we can have confidence that just as Daniel trusted Jesus and God rescued him from the power of the lions, we too, when we trust in Jesus, can be rescued, saved from the power of death because of what Jesus has done for us. We hear in Daniel chapter 6, when Daniel was in the den, he said, "I haven't been hurt because God found me innocent." And in the same way, when we're trusting Jesus, when we're friends with him, we can know for sure that we won't be hurt by the power of death because we have been found innocent too. Now, that's not because we've not done anything wrong. We've done lots of things wrong. But it's because Jesus, the one who never did anything wrong, he was punished in our place. And so when we're trusting him, God sees us as he sees Jesus, innocent, spotless. Jesus was punished in our place, but he broke free from death. And just like Jesus had new life, we can have new life too. Free from the power of sin and the power of death, not because of anything we've done, not because we've earned it, but because Jesus has won the battle for us. A verse that we've heard quite a lot over the last week, but you can never hear it enough. 1 Peter 1, verse 3. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God has great mercy, and because of his mercy, he gave us new life. He gave us a living hope because Jesus Christ rose from death." The story of Daniel points us to Jesus and how we are saved through him. But it doesn't end there, because we hear right at the end of this story of Daniel and the lion's den that after he'd been saved, he was successful. He prospered. He was given this position of authority. We heard that the king had big plans for Daniel. And in the same way, after Jesus was raised to life, God then lifted Jesus up to a position of ultimate authority in heaven, ultimate power. Jesus is in heaven. That's where he is now. He's with God, sitting at his right hand. Philippians chapter 2 says this. "So God raised Christ to the highest place where am I? God raised Christ to the highest place. God made the name of Christ greater than every other name. God wants every knee to bow to Jesus. Everyone in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Everyone will say, Jesus Christ is Lord, and bring glory to God the Father. Jesus is in heaven. He is in the place of glory. He is in the place of ultimate authority. And we can worship him as our Lord and King, knowing that death is not the end for us. We have eternal life to look forward to. We can be with him forever. So Daniel was rescued from the den of lions. He was lifted up out and he was given power. And because of this mighty act of God in setting him free, the king declared that all people should know and worship the living God of Daniel, who rescues and saves. And so I'm going to read these words from Daniel 6. This is what the king said. This is starting at Daniel 6, verse 26, if you want to follow along with me. I decree that everyone throughout my kingdom should tremble with fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and he will endure forever. His kingdom will never be destroyed, and his rule will never end. He rescues and saves his people. He performs miraculous signs and wonders in the heavens and on earth. He has rescued Daniel from the power of the lions. These wonderful, wonderful verses that remind us of the power God showed when he rescued Daniel. But how much more can we now, here in 2020, say these words about Jesus? Jesus is the living God. His kingdom will not be destroyed. He rescues and he saves. Jesus was lifted out of the pit of death and taken to heaven, where he has ultimate power and authority as our Lord and King. So we can be like Daniel, trusting God, knowing that we have new life because of Jesus. And we can also be like King Darius, in telling the world about this living God, going and sharing the good news about Jesus, who rescues and saves. Let me pray. Father God, thank you so much for this amazing story of Daniel and the lion's den. Thank you for everything that it tells us about your power. Thank you for everything it tells us about how you are a God who loves us, a God who rescues and saves your people. Thank you that you rescued and saved Daniel. But God, thank you that it points us to an even more amazing story of you rescuing and saving. Thank you that just as Daniel was lifted out of that pit of lions, Jesus was lifted up from the pit of death. He rose from the grave and he had new life. And Father, thank you that because of Jesus' new life, when we trust in him, we can have new life too. We are raised with Jesus. Thank you for that amazing story. Thank you that you are a God who rescues and saves, not because we have done good enough stuff to be saved, but because Jesus paid the price for us and he defeated death and the power of sin. Help us to trust in him. Help us to be like Daniel, and to completely trust Jesus so that we can have confidence of that new life. And help us to be like the king in going out and declaring that you are the living God. You are the God who rescues and saves. In Jesus' name, amen.